That was the worst song ever created.
Have you heard the Weird Al parody?
I don't care to say any parody of a song. It's stupid.
No, it's just as stupid, but it's funny because of how stupid it is. It's Who Let the Cows Out.
Moo. Moo, moo.
Yeah.
Moo. Yeah, it sounds like it's
itself and it all takes place on Old McDonald's farm.
I think Jason's a psychic.
That's all right up there with fucking Macarena. It's a stupid ass song.
Macarena.
Did that shit all the time in elementary.
That's because you're gay.
Yeah, school assemblies.
No, we did have the school. What's the skating rink?
Yeah, they didn't do the Pledge of Allegiance. Every morning they had to stand and dance Macarena.
Macarena. No, I went to a white elementary school, so we did the Macarena.
It's mostly white people doing the Macarena.
Yeah, I know.
I never saw a Mexican do the Macarena except on the video.
There's a catch.
Didn't the Dodgers do that shit, too? It's like a baseball game, and like people all doing it.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I think. Yeah, I've seen Dodgers. People doing it. Is it the Dodgers?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't follow the Dodgers, so I don't know. Yeah, it is a Mexican team. I only know one white person who follows the Dodgers.
Has they got Mexican in them, or they got a dick in their ass? You got a brown dick in there?
A lot of people.
He was just an absolute drunk.
Yeah. The Fags Fall, the Angels.
That's a drunk
Everyone
team.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Or the Yankees.
Fuck you.
Douches fucking
fall. Just because you're
fall the Yankees. That's a douchebag
team. Yeah, just because
you're
like Blue Moon Dodgers.
Douchebags fall the Yankees.
Drinking Blue Moon at baseball games and shit.
The really big Fags fall the Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
Those are the super Fags.
I follow the Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Different sport, but still different sports.
We didn't even start the show yet.
This is
a pretty intro to this show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use it for, like, beginning stuff.
1, 2, 3, go.
You've done it once.
Sometimes it's not good.
Yeah, I think it's time for Jason.
Like 90% of the show.
It makes me laugh. It's like there's no place for it, so I've got to delete it.
Do the honor, Jason. Open the show for us.
Yeah, we'll let Jason do it. I'm tired of fucking doing it.
Oh, great.
I do. You
hold
bitch.
Hold on. Let me.
It's because you make it all gay-like.
I got to breathe.
Jason's actually rubbing
Happy
his nipples
face.
Right now.
Sad
Happy
face.
Face. Happy
Jason's rubbing his nipples right now just to get himself ready.
That's how I get ready for every show.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my bathroom
Jason has for. Nipples. Steve has his balls.
Mm-hmm. That's why we have stocks and Vaseline.
I got nipples in my balls.
I'm just taking some pictures. Pictures just in case.
All right. Shut the fuck up. Ready? Welcome to Rip the
You already fucked up. What a jackass.
And that's why Jason has to start the show.
Remember that time we tried to do intros?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so neat to beat your meat. It felt so good. It felt so nice. Oh, it's so neat to beat your meat. It felt so good. It felt so nice. The long strokes.
I use my hand.
About 15 minutes. I'm gonna do the whole.
I'll make couple for Jason. Ready? Uno, dos, tres. Go.
What was that? What's that mean?
I'll count it down for you.
Eric, you baby speaking his language doesn't make him comfortable.
I don't speak Arabic. You're a fucking terrorist.
All right, Jason, you can do it. We believe in you.
I can do this. I know.
Think of it as a scene from, what was it, Studio 54? Well, not that fucking Dirt Diggler movie. Just whoop out your cock, look at it, and say, you're a rock star.
That's how I wake up every morning.
Be inspired by La Bamba.
Not my Richie.
Think of yourself as Richie.
Not my Richie.
A Mexican that would somewhere in white people's world.
I actually want to talk about that. Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Eric.
I'm Steve.
All right.
That was a pause.
Yeah, good. That was a pause.
Dead air.
I had to pause for a minute. I was like, wow, he actually followed through it. And he didn't sound like a douchebag like Eric.
That was pretty good.
Hey, welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
He forgot to tell us the rotation. He didn't say clockwise or counterclockwise.
Well, usually it goes...
However you turn your dick, I don't know.
I thought it usually does go this way.
Yeah, it's like
my dick's
game,
facing
you know?
That way, so...
Why is your dick facing me?
Huh?
God, you
Why are we doing the show
queer?
Naked?
I like pregnant women.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Ripped in Half. To start it all off, you can get us at our Twitter. Eric, what is it?
And the show Ripped in Half at Twitter.
It keeps it fresh in the minds. Ripped in Half at Twitter. My God, Eric.
I remembered that shit. First episode, I remembered it.
It took him 5 shows, but he did it.
Hey,
round of applause, everybody. Round of applause.
Memory
Make
like
sure, Jason.
Outfit.
No, Jason, when you fucking edit this together, do an applause track right there. Like on Halo when you get a headshot that, hooray, yeah, do that in there.
I don't have credit for that.
You can also get a hold of us at our email. You can email us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
Or rippedinhalfpodcast.com.
Trust me. We know the Gmail. Yeah.
And now we have a mobile site.
We do.
Do we know?
Tell us.
I didn't even know
Eric,
that.
Or Jason.
It comes free with the fucking paid program and shit. Whoever who hosts the Podbean who hosts our fucking site.
Oh, well, you're the boss, so.
I barely found this out.
So what's our mobile site?
Well, it's actually on the page. It's on the rippedinhalfpodcast.com page, but I also made a tiny URL, so tiny.com/rippedinhalfmobile.
Go to our page. R-I-H mobile. What phone does it work with?
Any phone with the fucking internet. So you can't work with the Nokia, internet. Not a Zach Droid. Morris phone.
All right, so for those of you guys who have 20-year-old phones, I'm sorry, you can't reach us mobily. Although you guys are probably saying thank God, but still. It's unfortunate for all of you.
Saying thank God, they have to listen to our actual shows to say thank God.
For those of you in China, remember the mobile site. Travelers.
Dude, the people in China are 20 years behind us. They have those 20-year phones. They can't get online. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? They built these phones we have now. They have the phone Japan before we do.
Just because they built them doesn't mean they use them.
Some leave the factory.
China built our mic. Japan built our phone.
We love you, China. Thanks for supporting us. Hey.
And that one German guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, German guy. The geese to sing it.
Ich bin nein Berliner.
Da. That's Russian, isn't it?
Nah.
Oh, I don't know.
Da, comrade.
Nein.
That's German.
Oh. There you go.
Niet is Russian.
Yet.
Niet, no more vodka.
I think he's getting offended by that.
Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah.
I was listening today.
Mm-hmm.
Not today. It was like earlier in the week. So that wasn't today at all. But...
It's far from today there, Jason.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think it was Wednesday.
2 days after now. Tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. So in 2012.
I built a time machine until today now.
I have a time machine.
We're actually in the past.
It goes forward at normal pace. But anyways.
All right there, Wells. Come on.
Hardy har.
Did it. Oh, what was our fucking sound? Oh, you don't have the, you don't have the phone out. No, we don't. We're not waiting for that.
I'll get
it. Should be in airplane mode right now anyways. Speaking of which.
We're flying high, if you know what I mean.
Russia has a big problem with alcoholism. Big surprise. But like...
No more than fucking Ireland.
But they...
No more than America.
But people who want to quit, they go to a doctor, and the doctor pretty much... What their pitch is, they cut your skin open and put in like a pill or some kind of shit underneath your skin by your ass. They call it the torpedo. And fucking, they tell you that
sex move.
If you drink, you'll release that capsules in there, and you will die.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah, that's
I like it. I'm all and for extreme.
They send a reporter down there, and he's like, "Well, like you know, we're not the doctor's not trying to kill the fucking people, but if you do drink and you have that in you, it releases this intense pain in your stomach and gives you fucking fever and fucking makes you feel nauseous and shit." So you almost think you might be dying if you do drink within that time.
So basically it's for people that want to commit suicide.
Dude, I'm all for extremism. I like it. We should institute that policy in America.
That's why Steve has a fist.
$300 and they'll actually give you a sample of it and then give you a sample of alcohol and it will fucking pretty much make you feel like shit and cramp your stomach.
I'd like diarrhea today. Here's a sample.
Well, like you want to quit drinking. It's like you don't believe it's going to work.
Pretty much, it's a psychological thing to where after that you associate drinking with
intense pain. But
they said
that with that the thing they put in you it doesn't really last. It says you can get plans where it lasts like a month or it lasts for like 3 years. It does not last 3 years.
Oh my what god! I know the mic picked that shit up.
I had to let it out. I'm sorry. Welcome to my studio. That's right.
We're about to leave the studio right now.
Keep going. Yeah,
clear out the studio.
We need to buy a candle.
That sounds like a scene from Saw. That doctor thing. God. And if you want to live, don't drink alcohol.
It's hard to breathe now. So.
Good thing I can't smell.
He has a yeast infection in his nose.
Yeah.
I do have infection in my nose.
And anal warts on his ass.
But it doesn't last as long as they say. So if someone drinks within that time, it's like, yeah, I drank. You know, I couldn't give in. I drank. But nothing happened to me. It's like, well, what happened is you release it into your system, and you still will potentially die. It may cause a heart attack to you. Maybe not now. Heart attack.
Not to be confused with ipecac.
Heart cardiac arrest.
Well, it feels, you probably will get the ipecac feeling when you do it.
God.
But
I want to get
and you, now you need to come back for the antidote, which costs three times more than what it actually costs to put that in you.
God, they really want to put death for
it's
alcohol.
It's a scamming, dude. It's a fucking great scam, but actually, it actually works for people. That I fear bet. In their mind actually
keeps rather, them drinking. Actually, I think I'd rather drink myself to death.
Yeah, me too. Although I do want to like go out and buy a bunch of ipecac.
You're not doing the Family Guy test.
No, no, I don't want to do the Family Guy test. I just want to fuck with people. Just like randomly drop some ipecac in people's drinks when they're not looking.
Randomly go places and drink it at the well.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Imagine going down to the fucking bar where no one's looking. Bloop, right in their drink.
Is the eye drops a lot easier? Yeah,
some people see you like you're slipping a fucking roofie or something. The eye drops can
Why
kill
do that?
Them.
Why do that? Just like, hey, have a shot with me. Yeah. In fucking class.
Take some eye drops. Like, here, this weekend we're drinking.
Now, I had a buddy of mine when he was in school.
Visine.
They had one of their, they had one of their parties and everything. You know, people bring fucking food from home.
An epicat party?
Oh, no, it was a class party.
I think that's called a cult, Steve.
No, it was a class fucking party. And he didn't want to do anything, but he got put on brownies.
Our God is coming.
Yeah. He was put on brownies, so he ended up making laxative brownies with a shitload of chocolate laxatives. He told all his friends, don't touch him. Everybody else, including the teacher, ended up shitting themselves in class.
When I had cooking class in high school, we made spaghetti, and I bought a fucking... Oh, fucking awesome, though. Because we used to eat. And mine was after lunch, too. Did I get to eat again?
Hell yeah.
You should have been South Morbidly, but it's called home ec. He's so too.
It was called homework, I guess.
Easy I did credit. That in sixth grade.
He's so learned how to put but a condom
fucking,
on a dildo.
We had spaghetti that day, and I fucking bought a 20 sack, and I only had a dime sack on me. So I fucking spaghetti tacos. Bought 20s and dimes and shit. So we threw out the oregano, threw it in the trash can, and just fucking just broke up a whole bunch of bud and we just put like it in there and fed it to kids. And we had like good kids in our class too, like in our little table where our group was. So it was like only me and this other guy knew. And the guy who sold me the bud was the next class, so the next table over. And just fucking just do it all in there.
What happened?
We had a bunch of good kids
high. It didn't kick in, though, until, like, I pretty much was on the bus. It was my second to last class, so, like.
It really took them that long to digest that shit.
It takes a while.
That's where Jason discovered date rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all rode the same bus together.
That's where he got, that's where he discovered big bus.
It was, I had, like, two good girls, like, the ones that wear the long skirts. Remember that was like
the poodle skirt type?
No, I went to school where...
Yeah, like
where,
the 50s poodle skirt.
See, I was in the era of school where everyone's a slut, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, the short skirts. Huh?
Yeah, there's no...
No, see,
they're long skirts. Long skirts back my days were...
I'm just talking about my table,
the
not the fucking... My whole school in general.
Then I went to fucking school in Utah. Fucking Mormon City. So I was at that era where I turned the girls into sluts. So
they were overalls at his school.
To the guys
damn
and
near.
The gays, the girls,
damn
the sluts.
Yeah, damn near. So
pretty much ghost.
Pretty much your youthful generation there like benefited from our fucking excerpts.
Well, Steve's nickname back then was Mr. Slave. Yeah. He also slutted himself. How is Mr. Libby Weeks anyways?
I haven't heard from him in a few days.
Still kicking?
I hope. I'm going to need to get a colonoscopy soon.
Paris Hilton pops out of there.
Not for a couple more weeks. She doesn't pass the final test.
Not yet. Dude, she's barely rounded the fucking small intestine. Come on now.
Shit, Steve Dilly just shit his pants a couple of minutes ago. She got in the bathtub for a couple of minutes.
Had you have listened really closely, you would have heard a hell.
That's what that fart was earlier.
Yeah.
The fart was a hell.
Where do you think most of this gas is coming from? It's not my brewing edge. Fucking
the kicking
yelps.
The sides of your intestines.
It's yelps funneling through. Yelp.
Felt that baby kick, huh?
Right. Kick him in the face. Kick the baby.
So out comes a mouse, fucking a pineapple, and Paris Hilton.
Pineapple.
They're all half eaten.
Partially digested.
Steve had a test.
No, she ate him to survive.
Yeah.
God. Covered in chili and cheese fries.
Funny. A few days ago, I actually witnessed my first San Bernardino sex shop. And I'm not lying. That's the first time I've ever seen the sex or the masturbation rooms. Where you can watch the movie still.
So you went to your old job, huh?
Off.
Yeah, you went to my old job.
Actually, we never talked about
that. Is that where you actually worked, that place?
No, not the San Bernardino bookstore. I worked
Fairfax?
I worked further down at Fairfax.
Fairfax.
Oh, you worked at Fairfax. Okay.
Yeah, I did Fairfax. No, yeah, he went to the San Bernardino bookstore with Missy and my wife.
Yeah, it's
Missy had to stop there again.
I'm slightly disturbed by that. Missy, he went there with my wife.
She had to go there with. I went there with Mike too.
I don't care. Yeah, even better. Two guys and two girls. One of them being my wife went to a fucking porn shop while I'm at home. Being all good with the kids. What the hell?
Kids are asleep. You're jerking off by yourself. Looking for jerking off in rooms.
I may have, but it doesn't matter.
She's looking for anal beads for you, so it's okay.
She's looking for enemies?
Anal beads for you.
Oh, anal
beads. Enemies.
The butt raper. I couldn't tell.
Don't you get lube with that?
No, that's why I'm like, what?
She's like, no, I just spit on Steve's ass. She's like, all right. Yeah, the bad thing about that place was to get to the bathroom, you had to like walk back. You had to walk past like 20 guys jacking off, and then you finally get to the restroom, yeah, and then walk back past them all.
You're lucky no one came after you at the bathroom.
Yeah,
and it's not what everybody calls masturbation rooms; they're known as jack shacks.
The jack shacks.
Yeah, you do because they have the bath. They have the bathrooms right there past all the fucking jack shacks, and they're set up there for the guys who like to do the whole glory holes or the double rooms.
They're not ball stalls.
Ball stalls.
You can call them that. But no, they have the glory holes where you fucking flop your shit and do whatever. And so yeah, a lot of guys go back there and they fucking ass fuck each other. So the toilet's set up there for anybody who gets a little loose bowels afterwards, or you need to whip off a shitty condom. Which is better than what some people do, which is just whip the shit off and flop it on the ground.
Ooh.
I used to have to work the night shift. I had to clean that shit.
That's a long hallway, horrible. Apparently. So, like, yeah, to carry that dirty-ass condom to the end of the hall seems like a work. Like a
yeah,
work.
Unfortunately.
It was horrible.
Unfortunately, Steve's brag was his tongue, so.
I'd be scared if that door opened after me, though. I go in the bathroom, then the door opens.
I know it's where I worked. We didn't even have an actual bathroom door. It was like a back storeroom, and covering the toilet was like a chest high fucking bathroom stall. That was it.
You lift the you open the curtain and lift the cardboard box, and there's a toilet.
Pretty much.
Dream drop, Steve. Dream drop.
Yeah, that's why when I worked there, I always had that fucking my big ass knife on my hip. With I had on a sheath. Pretty much, I had like the gun button where the fucking Velcro for the safety. I always had that thing pumped in my hand on the fucking hilt.
One of these days, I'm going to end it entirely. These fuckers jacking off all the time.
Right. Yeah. Right hand was a knife for foreplay. Well, no. Left hand was a lube for just Frank to play.
That's right. No, because
I'd kill myself there, but they butt right me out.
Got your necrophiliacs over there.
No, you do. At night, you get some weird-ass fucking people. And me doing the night shift, I had to work through my lunch, shut the shop down, and clean it up. So I had to kick everybody out. You never know if everyone's going to fucking leave because they have those fucking flaps covering the Jack Shack rooms. You don't know what's fucking back there. So anytime I went back there, I had the knife in my hand, and I'd use the broom handle to flip the fucking curtain over and then slam it around in there in case anyone's hiding.
You know what I got to say? Thank
God. It was horrible.
Thank God for free porn, because when I walked in there, the cheapest porn was fucking $15.
Yeah.
God, porn's got expensive these days. Is that bad?
Well, no. Just like if you were to go in the Jack Shacks, it's a quarter per fucking viewing, pretty much.
That's not bad.
Oh, no.
Nah. You know what? That's crazy because the guy went in there and slapped down at 10, so he's going to be there for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, you can slap down to 10. The way we did it at Fairfax, you had to buy a minimum of $3, and that got you whatever, 3 times, 12 tokens.
How many minutes is that?
God.
Not many.
How much semen does that one man have?
Each token only got you 30 seconds of video.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's how they're set up.
That's
each,
a rip.
Each token's only 30 seconds. No, the fucked up thing is, too,
I can do it anytime,
you come, in and want to go back there, it doesn't matter if you have leftover tokens. You can't go back there and use them until you buy $3 worth of fucking tokens.
God.
No, that's part of how we did make our money, though, because anybody who came up with fucking tokens that they didn't use and fucking left with us, we counted that as a tip, so we'd trade that, those tokens, for money in the register, the equivalence of what they fucking gave us, and we were able to pocket that.
I wouldn't want to touch those tokens. You can keep them.
I wasn't so thrilled.
They might have been made of
plastic. I think I can turbo charge myself for 30 seconds. I only use one token.
Yeah, but you had to buy $3
worth. It'd still take $3 to get one token.
Yeah, but you can't use it. I'd ask to be reimbursed.
We don't know refunds.
Can I write this off on my taxes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. There's no refunds for what you use.
This is work related.
Work-related
I'm
expense.
Doing field research. I'm a director.
I'm a director.
I'm an actor. I'm studying my craft.
I'm trying to get into character.
Some gay porn fiend.
That's where Steve got, studies the glory holes.
No, that's horrible.
That's a real thing. Really? Did you clean up? You have to, like,
No. I never did that. The most I did was just sweep the floor and go with a fucking sopping mop and just slop it down and call
it good.
You
just smelled it, huh?
Oh, I hate it with the smell back there.
It took a couple whiffs there and there.
No, you know what's worse about, even worse about the smell wasn't just the fucking smell of ass and cum, but
I think cum smells like bleach.
Really? To me, it smells like rotten vegetable.
It smells like bleach to me. What about you, Jason? Jason smells like horchata.
I don't know the smell of ass and cum together.
Jason's never come to a girl before.
Oh, poor Jason.
He never farted back out of it.
Yeah.
Actually, that has not ever happened.
Yeah. Really?
Dude, you're missing out.
Dude,
the blowback?
You guys are talking about dudes, right? It's like, no, that has never happened.
No, female anally, no. Do you pump a girl's ass hard enough while you just get all these farts? And at one point, I actually just said, you know what? Just go ahead and do it in my face.
The blowback's the best.
I was watching the Brazilian fart board for a while, so.
But,
cream pies.
How many orders does that take?
Dude, I got a banana cream pie once. You stuck banana there. Then, you know, did it. Came back.
Better than apple pie.
Add some almonds on the top. It's a little good.
No, we used to sell this shit, though. There, it was like some weird... they told us it was like a computer fucking dust remover thing. And it came in these little...
Dust off.
You'd think it was like dust off, but it came in these little glass vials. And what these guys would do, because it wasn't technically illegal and expensive to buy, and a lot of people did, unscrew that fucking top, you just sniff the shit and make your whole body go numb.
It's HBG.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, they'd
drug dealers at the same time.
Yeah, so they'd sniff this shit, get all fucking numb, and start fucking ass-fucking each other, blowing each other, and whacking like mad. God. Oh, and the smell of this stuff was horrible, because you had to keep it refrigerated. Just to open the fridge to pull out these vials was like, whoa. And then you have to go back in the... No, and then you go in the Jack Shacks to fucking clean them, and it smells like ass cum, and the fucking myriad of this sniffy shit. It's like, oh, God, it's horrible.
You need rubber gloves and tongs for that shit.
You're a brave man,
I did.
Steve. You're a brave
man. Oh, I didn't touch anything.
He worked hard for the money.
He just licked it.
Dude, I went full hazmat suit there, I tell
you. Yeah, that was just a fetish for the guys. It was a hazmat suit fetish.
Like, oh, who's this?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm just the guy to clean up the fucking cum.
Am I radiated?
You're radiated.
I was looking like fucking Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future.
I come from the future to fuck.
Every now and then I'd run down the halls. Doc, I have to tell you about the future.
It's gay. Filled with apes.
They blew it up.
Who did them?
And guys in black suits with giant helmets falling out their nose, the Statue of Liberty's nose.
I don't get it.
Spaceballs.
I don't get it.
You never see Spaceballs?
I don't get it.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
I know. Good Lord, what is that coming out of a nose?
Yeah. So gullible. I know. Steve, just walk around, go calm.
You know they have a Spaceballs animated series for
a
while?
Yeah, they do.
I haven't watched it yet.
I didn't know that. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like vaguely remember. I'm not sure if I've ever seen it, but then, yeah, they have it on fucking Netflix. So I was like, oh, yeah, I've never watched it yet.
You should watch Spaceballs Hentai. It's pretty nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Jolene and Hentai was
so fine. The Schwartz, they got the Sharts.
Yeah.
Where's that Ringo?
Where it goes, you're lucky if you get it back.
Yeah.
You'll get it back.
I think the lightsaber are pretty good. See, lightsabers are lightsabers or dildos. You know, it's all good. Feel the force. Nah. Feel the force go to your ass.
You gotta wash your hand after that.
I'm sorry, I don't think
you gotta, I sniff my hands. I don't wash it. You get rid of that smell.
I don't think I'd ever want to see yogurt in a hentai.
Yogurt hentai? Why not? He's a nice little guy.
Because I hate yogurt, especially little sprinkles on top.
What's wrong with yogurt? I love frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt's good. I like a bit of ice cream, I think.
Yeah, it's better than ice cream? Good.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty good, though.
It's okay.
My friend Sam works at Newbies. That's a yogurt place. I get strawberry yogurt.
Works at Froyo.
Gummy bears and Cocoa Pebbles. The best.
Nothing's better than a TCBY.
Well, the reason I like Full Joker because she gives it for free. So
I'm too drunk to think of an acronym that makes it sound gay.
You're too drunk to think of one, but you can actually say acronym.
It's like all my concentration just said it. TCBY.
TCBY, what's that?
It was a frozen yogurt place when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back when, you know, the frozen yogurt was a fad.
That's when you got the flavors vanilla and chocolate.
No, they had all the shit they have now. That's the thing. The frozen yogurt.
That's what frozen yogurt was shit.
Frozen yogurt has always just been a fad. It comes and goes. Always.
There's a big upcoming in that.
Sounds like mostly hipster boyfriend
communities. It's a big
thing. Well, right, back in the 80s, it was the same fucking way. It came, it was strong for a couple years, then died down again. And then X many years later, we got it again. It's always been a fad, just like fucking clothing industry. Everything fucking follows a pattern and follows trends. It's
like teenage weird pregnancy.
Yeah, well.
When did that stop?
Well, that's a big fad now.
It's been on the rise.
That's the thing, yeah.
Or it's pregnancy in general.
It's the it factor.
Well, you know what's a fad right now is Oops Babies.
What
the fuck is that?
Oops Babies is ones where, like, you know, I don't wear a condom if you're pregnant. Oops.
Oops Baby.
Yeah. There's a lot of Oops Babies these days.
Like, well, speaking of Oops Babies, you know,
babies not planned, basically.
I think you said Oops Baby.
Yeah. Oops. I thought it was, are you getting fat or are you pregnant?
Yeah, I know, huh?
You let yourself go.
God.
That's the real term. Yeah. Let yourself go.
Do Pilates. I'm pregnant. No excuse.
Yeah, I know.
Do jumping jacks.
I mean, Christ, if my wife could lose weight while she was pregnant. She did, too. That's the funny thing.
Steve was the real one pregnant.
He's the one who got the hunger pains.
I did.
The ass pains.
God, even now I still crave shit.
Well, that's not being pregnant, that's being fat.
No, I know. No, I'll just be sitting there. We'll watch TV, and all of a sudden, it's like, God, you know what I got a craving for?
Yeah.
It'll last for fucking weeks until I finally get the shit to make it. It's like, God, well, I fucking want this.
When you rub your nipples to the food network, that's I don't know what to say. Dude, about
rub
that.
Rub my nipples to the food. I fucking masturbate and jingle the berries when I'm watching Food Network. What are you talking about?
He puts Crisco on his balls and just
that ain't shit. That's not even jerk off material until they found Epic Meal Time.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only porn on fucking YouTube right now is Epic Meal Time.
Oh.
That's gross.
Oh. That gator shit. Yeah.
You ever played Epic Meal Time for you, huh?
No, I watched all of them. He played them all for me.
No, yeah, dude.
That was gross.
I've shown them most of them.
When you just got
I know.
When you just got an Edie, that makes you want to throw up. Unless
I always eat it. I always watch them. I'm hungry, though. Like, I'm eating today.
Dude, Epic Meal Time caters. Yeah, Epic Meal Time caters to the fat man and everything.
Honestly, I would never. There's nothing they made I would want to eat.
Really? There's only one thing on there that I've ever seen that I didn't want to eat, and that's one of the dessert ones. Not the first dessert
one.
Dude,
what about the McDonald's sushi? That was gross.
That was great.
The hearts one, where they put the hearts in the chocolate.
Oh, the Valentine's Day one? No, you know what?
That's the only one I would ever eat.
Oh, that one?
Even that, I can handle. The Power Bar one, the protein one, I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't do their meat salad. The meat salad looked nasty.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that one. There's like one other. I'm not sure what it is. But everything else, fuck yeah. Dude, the fucking, what was it? The turbacon fucking Thanksgiving one?
That's the one that put them to the top. That's the original.
Oh, that's that one I would definitely fucking do in a heartbeat. I'm sorry. Their fast food sushi looked excellent.
That's gross, that
looked
good, dude.
That shit looked bomb.
Are you serious? I can't even eat McDonald's by itself. Literally, sushi.
It's not even sushi. It's all wrapped in bacon. All wrapped in bacon.
Dude, I would so do that shit.
I think it's raw bacon, too.
No. It's not.
Dude, no, because they cook it.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They do cook it.
Sure. Here, here's some raw bacon. How to get worms.
Yeah. No, they'll wrap it in bacon, but then they bake it real quick to cook it.
No, when they made the nigiri?
The nigiri, no. They baked it afterwards.
I didn't look like they fucking baked it.
They did.
Some of them they rolled up and they cooked and in then rolled up.
Yeah, they wrapped in tinfoil.
The nigiri, they
the nigiri is also cooked.
I didn't see it cook that. I didn't see.
You don't see them cook any of it.
Yeah, you did. Bacon was cooked.
Same with the nigiri. Everything when it came to bacon, they wrapped raw. But then later when it shows them fucking doing something with it, you see it wrapped in tinfoil and they pull it out because they wrap it in tinfoil and then bake it real quick.
I don't know. Just to cook it. That.
I don't remember seeing them
cook. You don't see them do all that. There's only one brief moment on one of the rolls before they cut it where you see it wrapped in tinfoil. And afterwards, when you look at how it's set up, you can see all the bacon's cooked. But when they wrap it, it's raw. That's how they do it.
Chase the glass grass.
I was watching the newest one, and they fucking have t-shirts and shit now.
Ask grass.
Like, more bacon and fucking Epic Meal Time. They have one that says, drunk off pancakes.
We saw that one.
That was fucking a good-ass shirt, dude. That's a good episode, too.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what I want to do is I want to do their fucking their tequila taco night one.
Oh, that is fucking incredible.
My the main
giant
thing
quesadilla, fucking made with Patron. Yeah. You should be all about that, dude. It's all made with Patron.
That's gross, dude.
No, especially the fucking giant tortillas made out of lard and bacon. Or even better,
you need lard to make tortillas.
No, I know. No, but, no, but even better, no.
That's
but
just
even,
all crap to me.
Even better is their fucking their pink taco, which is just woven bacon cooked together to make a taco shell.
I got Jesus right.
Dude,
pink
that was
taco.
Awesome. The fucking the taco nacho or the bacon nachos.
My pink taco don't taste like bacon.
It tastes felt like fish.
One of the
taco.
Nastiest things that was actually incredible. Those like the. The bacon grease eggnog, Jack Daniel's eggnog.
So the Christmas
like
special.
Eggnog, and then fucking bacon bits and bacon grease, and then Jack Daniel's.
The
and that will down that shit.
He did.
Oh my,
took it like a champ.
And then he pulls a little bacon chunk out of it and eats it.
Oh, yeah.
He's in there, that's a lot of Jack.
That was his only complaint.
I know.
I bet you they have all the runs after that show.
Could have been.
Their lifespan's like 30 right now. That's how long they're going to live.
Or that fucking...
That's why they got more people. The only reason they got more people is because of that.
They're going to die.
To eat the shit, yeah. Yeah. Or the fucking the Ben Roethlisberger that they made.
He has type 2 diabetes. Burger. We need a new person.
That burger looked fucking great. The, what was it? The egg roll. The epic egg roll looked awesome. So the meat log, dude. That giant corn dog thing.
You're all about the meat log. What the fuck?
That's right.
All right. One more thing before I do that. No, the, there's a blooper.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the bloopers.
You've seen the bloopers and fucking he's all talking shit and fucking he slams down the fucking bottle of Jack.
Oh, and it breaks. Yeah,
and
I did
it
see
breaks,
that.
And it just spills everywhere.
Breaks on the bottle. He's just like, oh, like, check it out.
I
guys.
Mean,
it only caters to
I've
you
eaten,
like you want to call them for a
I've
party
eaten,
for one.
I've eaten
I know.
Some, I've eaten some I'll eat some goats. I'll eat.
I want to see them do some fried chicken.
I'll
with
eat
bacon.
Eyeball. I'll eat a duck embryo that's not fully developed. But
you'll eat deer penis.
I don't think. I mean, I.
He's eating deer penis.
Mountain rocky oysters. I mean, those. But I don't think I wouldn't eat most of the stuff on that fucking show.
You know what, you guys? Just fucking YouTube it. Go to YouTube, Epic Meal Time. And let us know whether or not you agree with me and Jason or you agree with Eric.
Yeah, would
they
you got
eat the shit or
they
would
got
you not?
They got hundreds of thousands.
I'd be surprised if someone gets a reference for Epic Meal Time from us. They got like fucking over a million hits every episode.
I know, they got a million like they got million viewers and we
no,
got like
but,
5.
No, but you know, for those who may if God willing, people are actually listening to the show and they've seen Epic Meal Time, they can contact us at our Twitter or fucking
email. I think
email.
They already know about Epic Meal Time. They were on Leno. Like
were they?
Like either this week or last week, they're on
Leno. That's cool. But no, but the point is, they can if they already know about it and they've seen it, they can hit us up on our Twitter, email, and tell us whether or not that fuck yeah, it looks good or fuck no, it makes me want to puke. If for the 1 to 2 people who've never fucking seen it and they listen to our show, they can go on there, see it, and then let us know.
I think we
either way, just fucking let us know because you know what? To me, that shit a lot of that shit looks bomb.
If you live like in a third world country, that's just insane.
They're all
like,
they're all crying
like,
and
look how
stuff.
Much, like they're starving, and like we're making this like all this fucking food and eating it in one bite. Like I've been eating fucking weeks.
the starving African children.
You need a piece of turkey and throw the rest away.
Yeah.
Because I can.
That's right.
I live in the first world, bitch.
Hey, that reminds me. Do they get YouTube in China?
Yeah. They don't get Google in China.
I wouldn't see why
they
not.
They don't get Google.
They don't.
Well, if you're in China, you've never heard of Epic Mealtime, YouTube it or Qtube it.
Why wouldn't you get
it,
Google in China?
Just ask Jeeves. Oh, it's some kind of weird thing about hackers and shit.
Oh.
Because they
fucking,
have a lot of them
and
there.
Fucking they ban all the IPs from China. For a while. Oh. Some shit like that. I don't remember the details. I don't know the details.
Okay.
I don't care about them either, so don't correct me or anything like that.
We still
I just know that it's not even their number one search engine. They
not in China.
They ask Jeeves.
Jeeves knows all.
They go to Metacrawler.
God, I haven't used that since elementary.
No, I know. And then it went from Ask Jeeves to just ask.com.
Ask.com.
They don't even have Jeeves
and
anymore.
And then Steve's favorite, ask.com.
I love ask.com.
You search all the porn you want.
That's right. For free.
It's your do at work.
Damn right.
My secret
do at work shit. I do for work. What are you talking about?
I just Google porn. Fishing porn. And you get all of them.
There you go.
There you go. I got it. My secret to you.
I use Google. I don't want Google knowing what porn I look at and sending me advertisements.
Jason is filtered to gay.
No, I like those sites where they're completely free, and they got their own like little search on the site. You can type in what fucking sex you want, and they'll pop up with videos of that sex.
Steve's
he wants specific.
He's getting a little too into
right,
it now.
That's right. That's right. I want to see some fucking cream pie at Titty Mountain.
I'm uncomfortable. 500-pound
women.
What's that fucking fetish? Like, you fuck pillows and shit. Like, you have anime pillows? Like, life-size anime pillows?
I don't know.
Pillophilia? There's a fucking, like, an episode of 30 Rock with James Franco, and he's, like, his girlfriend's a pillow.
Jesus. Oh, no, it's just like that. It's the same thing as the episode on Nip Tuck, where they had that one plastic surgeon that was going to take over for one of the doctors. And he's got a fetish for, what is it?
Monkeys.
No.
Hand motioning, like we're going to get it.
Yeah, no, I'm
everybody,
trying
to, like, do the hand motion and try to jog your memory.
I know, no, I'm trying to
jerk off motion.
I'm trying to remember the word inanimate objects.
I do jazz hands.
No, yeah.
that's my memory.
This dude has a fetish for inanimate objects, and it is a real thing. I've looked it up. I just don't remember what it's called right now.
It's fucking coasters.
Like, in one scene, they walk in on the guy, and he's fucking sitting there, and he's fucking the couch. He's got the pillows pushed together, and he's fucking humping it. And that's when they said, okay, yeah, this dude, no. They fucking kick him out.
Well, that was just a way to jerk off. Yeah. It's not a fetish.
No, what's funny, though, is as the dude's pegging his shit and he's leaving, no one's looking, he goes in the operating room and he fucks the operating table.
Once again, Steve, I'm not gay enough to watch Grey's Anatomy, so I wouldn't.
This is on Nip Tuck. I love Nip Tuck. Great show.
I didn't care for that show.
I liked him.
I don't have nipples.
Me and my wife definitely loved it.
Nipple Tuck.
Nipple Tuck. Listen, my favorite episode was one of their Christmas episodes.
Yeah, that's where it goes wrong. You and your wife love that show, so you're forced to love that show.
No, I liked it before I met my wife, so it just worked out for me.
You should have told that to the viewers.
What viewers?
Is that how you guys met? Like, you're at a Nip Tuck convention?
Yeah. NipTuck.com/forum.
You're both looking for lipo.
Yeah.
Stephanie?
Steve's a fan of plastic surgery.
You like that too?
I'm all for plastic surgery. It helps make the ugly look pretty.
No, sometimes it makes pretty look ugly.
Sometimes it makes ugly look ugly and the pretty, well, yeah.
Plastic surgery makes nice tits. That's all I gotta say.
I've heard a rumor that Angelina Jolie was planning on going under the knife to have her lips redone.
I'd kill her.
And not just her lips, just like overall, she's going to get plastic surgery because she feels her looks are fading.
Yeah, right. She's getting old.
I know. You know, she needs Botox. That's about it. She's good.
The bitch just needs a bladed cock in the ass.
I'd lick her.
Not me.
What?
Don't like her.
No, you don't care for Angelina Jolie?
No. We forgot Steve's gay. Brad Pitt. She's jealous because she took Brad Pitt from him.
Would you fuck the hackers?
Angelina Jolie? The only time I like...
No boobs?
No, the only time
I... Lips and no boobs?
You'd fuck the dykey Angelina Jolie, but you would fuck the hot Angelina Jolie.
No, to me, the only time I thought she was really hot, aside from hackers, was Girl Interrupted. Then she was all psycho in that movie.
Are you kidding me?
With Winona Ryder?
Did you not watch Tomb Raider?
I didn't like her in that.
Gilly?
What?
What's that one?
Tomb Raider, she was freaking hot.
What's the one where she's the fucking model?
No, that's
wasn't
Gia.
Gilly.
What's it
Gia.
Called?
Gia.
Gia?
Yeah,
okay.
Gilly was fucking the other bitch we did a show about that we did. None of us liked fucking.
She played the little girl version of her, actually.
No, he's talking about Drew Barrymore.
Oh, no, not Drew Barrymore. Fucking Gilly was...
Cameron Diaz?
No.
I like Cameron Diaz.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, that was Gilly.
That was Gilly.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the movie.
Correction. Yeah, I don't like her acting, but I like everything she has.
Okay,
who's the chick from the 70s show we talked about earlier?
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, she was in that movie, too.
Jackie.
She played the younger version of fucking...
Her name's Jackie.
That's fine. I'm sorry. Mila Kunis is fucking hot. Of course, Laura Prepon always thought was hot, too.
Donna?
Oh, hell yeah. I liked her bowl.
I didn't like her when she dyed her hair blonde.
She was okay blonde, but she was better fucking long.
You know
red
what
hair.
About redheads?
She looked good in slackers.
Almost all redheads have huge tits.
Yeah,
that's not.
Dude, and they're fucking crazy in bed. They are.
Yeah,
ooh, they're mad crazy.
I don't think
in bed.
I can have sex with a redhead without throwing up.
Really?
Those gingers can't do it.
I can bone a ginger.
I can.
No, because it does not say in the Bible.
I can bone a ginger.
No, it does not say in the Bible, thou shalt go to hell if boning a ginger. No, I can bone a ginger and be perfectly clean conscious.
I like frosting a ginger.
Putting out the flames.
No, I'm sorry. I always thought she was hot, but Mila Kunis is always hotter. I like Mila Kunis.
She was like 14 when she did that show.
Yeah, she was when actually. She started, yeah, actually, there was almost like a lawsuit because she was so young and they had her kissing Kelso.
Yeah,
or
I'm not sure about that.
There was something like that.
You
going on.
You couldn't do a fucking lawsuit about that.
No, there was something like that going on that there was.
She lied about her age.
Yeah, she lied. She lied about her age to be on the show. That's what it was.
She lied about her age when she tried out for the show and got picked up. They did the pilot. They liked her. Everything.
Her parents.
Her parents were all for it.
Something went wrong about her age.
But to work in Hollywood, you gotta be 16 or older.
No, you don't.
Without a parent around.
No, her parents were all for it. It was just what came out is that it turned out she did lie about her age because they were looking for a girl who was 17 or 18. She was only 14, but she met the criteria and she did a great job. They loved her. Eventually,
so she looks old.
Yeah. Eventually, they just set aside and said, fuck, you know, she's perfect. We're going to use her anyways. And no, there was no big issue about her kissing Kelso, considering the fact that. Have you seen the movie A New World?
No, but there was some kind of issue in that because I remember watching VH1 that 70s show thing, and there was
they had
some
it behind
kind
the music.
Yeah,
I watched that shit.
There was something some controversy about that.
No, it was okay. Yeah, no more controversy in the movie The New World, which there was no controversy. Have you seen the movie New World?
What are we talking about? The New World?
I know. Why would we?
No. It follows along too. Fucking the last Pocahontas movie they did had what's his name who played Bullseye in Daredevil?
The guy with the bullseye in his forehead.
Yeah.
That's who played it.
What's his name?
The Irish dude.
Yeah.
Mr. I Don't Miss.
Bullseye. Exactly. Never miss. I forgot his role.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I forgot his role. Anyways,
you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, he played
well, that guy.
If you're screaming
darts
at the fucking.
Okay.
That guy can play some
radio
darts
right now.
Bullseye.
Yeah. No, he played John Smith in the movie The New World. Well, the girl who played Pocahontas was only 14.
Was she Indian?
I think she was part Native American.
Huh? The real Pocahontas playing that young, didn't she?
No, the real Pocahontas was 10 years old. In real life, she was 10 when she met John Smith.
They made it less perverted.
In real life, she was old enough.
Well, no, that's the thing. In real life, when she was 10, her and John Smith didn't do anything. Other than become friends, you know, whatnot, kind of teach each other, he left. It wasn't until she was 16, I think, 14 or 16, that she went to England and married an English
person. You gotta think about the time. Back in the day,
no, I know.
At 12, you're a spinster.
Yeah, yeah, grass.
Yeah, I know that.
Grass to the field, play ball. You're getting married.
That's right. Old enough to bleed, old enough to breed. The point
is. No, that's wrong.
The point is, the girl.
You just come off the boat?
Yeah. The girl in the film at the time of filming was only 13.
Grass to the field, played the mud.
Yeah, she was only 13 or 14. Here she is fucking making out with the dude. And he's in his fucking 30s.
She's mature for her
and
age.
And nobody said dick about it.
And the guy didn't say shit about it either.
They just put dick about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Then nobody had any problem with that fucking film about it.
It's only perverted if you got a hard on.
He didn't say
it. Well, you couldn't help it. No.
First, Steve had a hard on, too.
Macaulay Culkin?
Mila Kunis, yeah.
I thought he was gay.
No, she's with Macaulay Culkin.
It's because he watched Party Monster.
Is Macaulay Culkin gay?
That's her favorite movie.
No, he's not.
Oh. Well, there's all the rumors about him being gay.
Party Monster, probably.
Just because
he
hung out with Michael Jackson.
He played it so well.
Yeah, no.
Because he sat his lap.
I heard about Party Monster. It looked good. I wanted to see it.
Seth Green's in that movie, too, though.
Yeah, I know. No, the movie looked great. Marilyn Manson's in it, too.
I watched about half the movie. I didn't get to Marilyn Manson.
No. No, I hear it's a good movie.
Did you get raped by Marilyn Manson?
Couldn't tell you that. No, Macaulay Culkin as an adult actor isn't bad.
Fez is in that movie, too.
He's done some good stuff.
I can't watch him after, you know, Home Alone. It's just hard.
Oh, dude, The Good Son?
The Good Son.
The Good Son was great.
The Good Son's okay.
That movie was awesome.
That was good. When they shot the dog with the...
Boom! With Elijah Wood, who later grew up, and he is gay.
He's Frodo.
I think he was a better actor, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood was better, the two, yeah.
There's only this Elijah Wood movie. I can never remember
which one.
Kevin Costner's in it, and his dad's in the fucking... I think he's in the Marines or Army or some shit. And their whole goal is to buy a house, but it's also against these hillbilly kids. They have this big war.
Oh, War of the Button.
Really?
Yeah, War of the Button.
That's a dumb name.
That's the name of it.
It's not that dumb a name. No, because the name I remember was like, it wasn't that dumb a name. It was a simple name. It was like, something.
It was
The Button.
It was midnight. You know, it was like midnight. It's like 94, 95, War of the Button.
The War. And all like they had this war, this treehouse war.
Yeah.
Against some of the hillbilly kids?
Yeah. War of the Button.
I think it's called La Macarena.
La Macarena. Yeah. War of the Button.
I watched that movie in fucking high school.
Don't believe me? Don't believe me? You can go to the library and look it up. Unless, of course, there's some other way to look it up, some place that's easily accessible from home.
Or he could just ask his iPhone.
Well, what's a library?
Yeah, nowadays, library? How do you say library?
I mean, there's a place I can go get books for free? I thought it was a berry store.
Crunch berries?
That made no sense.
Library.
Oh, berry.
Library? Like stupid. It really was. That's a stupid joke.
What?
The whole berry store library thing.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Library.
Welcome to Berenstein Library.
The Berenstein Bears?
Berenstein Library.
Yeah.
I used to get those in fucking Happy Meals like nothing. It was funny when you go to fucking swap meets and they sell the whole collection there for sale.
I had all the books.
Who the fuck would buy
them? So did I.
And the videos. Did I,
dude, the Berenstein Bears were the shit back in the day.
All the videos.
They still show that cartoon.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
On what?
24.
Those bears are creepy. Their hands look like they're...
Channel 24
PBS. They had fur claws and everything. And
Remember the old series back before they had Sister Bear? It was like comparing...
Oh, dude, it was so crappy.
No, but yeah, it was like comparing the original Simpsons to the Simpsons now. How the artwork's changed. That's how the Berenstein Bears...
You know what? Everything was a lot poignier back then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You notice. God, I couldn't even imagine trying to make a cartoon. I'd kill myself. That's just too much.
Just drawing is too much work.
Let's get Flash.
And they draw the same thing.
Yeah, most of the time,
again.
It's not even drawing anymore.
Well, Family Guy was really good at that with the Flash animation. Instead of fucking
you never see a good animated cartoon.
Well, no, they started off with pencil art now.
Yeah, they did. You can tell by the drawing,
No, a lot of the animation nowadays, what they do is when they do the cell art, good example, Simpsons for Homer. What they'll do is for a headshot, they'll just have the head with no eyes or mouth or nothing. And then they'll have a separate cell for a mouth and a separate cell for the eyes. That way, when they want to change his look or whether he's happy or sad or whatnot, they'll take that same headshot and put the different cell for the mouth and the eyes over it.
Frankly, when I do a headshot, I like to look me in the eyes and open your mouth.
Yeah, I like that way, too.
It's a good headshot.
Yeah,
I camera in the back, blast out the back of your head.
I prefer when they're looking right
at me.
Spit
it back at me.
I like it when the eyes are looking right at me.
American animation is American animation, but you know you get the Japanese animation. It's just the detail.
That's on a whole other level.
The detail on it is just insane. It's like watching a movie each episode.
Yeah, no, it's just like how a lot of people like to compare how crazy fucking video game detailing is now because games get really detailed now. That's how Japanese anime was back in the fucking late 80s. Extremely fucking detailed to just very minute to the smallest thing you'd see on a fucking soda bottle.
Honestly,
off in the
you,
background.
You look at it like those old animes, but you just look at Speed Racer, you look at Astro Boy, all those things were super anime. You know, Gigantor.
I was gonna say, which Astro Boy, the 1950s black and white or the 1980s remake?
No, 1950s black.
Okay.
And then you look at
Gigantor. There's two different Astro Boys.
Yeah, you look at Gigantor. I mean, it was long.
Gigantor.
Compared to Mickey Mouse and whatnot, it was so much more, creative. And,
but, I just never, a lot of 80s cartoons. You know, can tell what Japanese is the
difference. Honestly, that's why I get jealous of what my girlfriend is, because that's what she grew up on. We grew up on, the Franklin and all that stuff. She grew up on Astro Boy and all that stuff.
I never watched Franklin.
The turtle.
Oh, that's right. We're older than you.
I know of it.
Oh, no, you.
Yeah, I know of it. I never watched it.
Okay, I grew up on Paddington Bear.
Yep, I remember Paddington Bear.
The Gummy Bears. Fraggle Rock.
Dude, I'm sorry. The Adventures of the Gummy Bears was awesome. So was Fraggle Rock.
I'm going back in your guys' era.
I'm not
that young.
No, you can't be knock of Fraggle Rock because for fucking puppetry, ain't nobody beating Fraggle Rock at that time.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Bear. I'm talking about
your guys' era. The fucking Fraggle Rock was the Muppet Show.
Not even the Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show was fucking awesome.
No, Muppet Show was great, but even then they didn't have.
It was way off from how
Eureka's Castle.
Yeah,
Eureka's Asshole. I remember that show.
Yeah. What was it? The new Adventures of David the Gnome.
David the Gnome was awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But what was it? Banana?
No, the Muppet.
Bananarama.
Bananarama pajamas.
No, as great as the Muppet Show was, even their puppetry had nothing on Fraggle Rock.
I still I would pick fucking Muppet Show over Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock was great.
Muppet was good, though.
The thing is,
you like Fraggle
Rock. The Snorks over the Smurfs.
It's because the Muppet Babies went farther than Fraggle Rock. That's why you like it so much.
I'm not saying Muppet Babies. I'm saying Muppet Show.
Muppet Show, it went farther than Fraggle Rock. That's why.
The Muppet Show lasted 2 seasons.
No, it didn't.
No,
the actual Muppet Show, what was it called? The Muppet Show.
They brought it back.
It lasted two seasons.
They brought it back.
Yeah. And that was after Fraggle Rock. Way after Fraggle Rock.
Okay, it was still better than that show. They compacted the greatest amount of fucking entertainment in two seasons. They were done.
Oh,
like,
please.
We did this. Beat that shit. And like, you could run for fucking years and still you can't beat fucking the Muppet Show.
Whatever.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker in there. Beat that.
Ooh.
And Pigs in Space. Can't be Pigs in Space.
Honestly, I'm just more of a
fan.
I'm just more a fan of anime because they'll take it beyond the limit.
No, I love anime, especially in the movies. Fucking Akira, great anime.
Oh, yeah, really good.
That's what introduced anime to me was Akira. And for coming out, Akira came out, what, 89?
Yeah, 80s.
Fucking awesome movie.
Late 80s.
Just the sci-fi aspect of it. The cinematography, the direction, everything was phenomenal.
Jason's not a fan.
Akira was great. Wicked City was awesome. Even though Wicked City was borderline anime and hentai, and it had a lot of sexual themes, and they didn't stray from showing it.
A lot of the,
but it was a weird demonic.
A lot
like,
of the
crazy
older,
shit.
A lot of the older coming up anime did have a lot of sexual terms in it, though.
No, Wicked City didn't just have terms. You'd see the nude in it.
No, yeah, there's a lot of Ghost in the Shell had nude.
Ghost in the Shell was a great one.
It's a great one. There's
I never did see the second one.
The second one, yeah, the second one's pretty good.
I never saw the second one. I wanted to, but then I saw the series after that, Standalone Complex.
Castle in the Sky.
Oh, awesome. Castle in the Sky was great. Kurosaki.
Fucking
Spirited Away.
Spirited Away. There you go.
What's the thing? Actually, I was watching that again for this, like, third time.
No, I saw Spirited Away in theaters. You know they're all done by the same people.
Oh, yeah.
Castle in the Sky, Howl's Moving Castle, My Neighbor
Totoro. He helped create the Halo legend.
Yeah. But again, My Neighbor Totoro, fucking Ponyo.
Ponyo. That was horrible. Honestly.
I liked Ponyo. I did. God, but what it was worth, it was cute.
But
what I like about it, though, it's all done by the same guy in the same studio. And even now, it's all done traditional hand art, which is amazing for standard animation nowadays.
Basically, it has to. Those details. It has to be with those details. I mean, they can't.
Well, no, he could have easily done his fucking cell phone.
But you could tell.
Or computer. Yeah. It's more personal and, to me, even better when it's done by just traditional hand art.
I have one.
Scene for scene.
It's one I can't ever find again. I've seen it once, and after that, I never really found it again. But you guys probably might know because you guys are gay. it's called Goku and the All-Seeing Eye.
That wasn't a spinoff of Dragon Ball Z, was it?
No, it was a movie. It was actually a movie.
They have a Dragon Ball, Ball movies.
That's not a Dragon Ball thing at all. It's some guy got fucking drunk in a park and someone fucked up his eye and he puts an electronic eyeball in his fucking head.
I've never seen that
Just
one.
Just Google it, you'll find it.
Those are a place I can Google and find all the answers. I actually care to look for it that much.
Google.
You know, there's a couple
great. We should get sponsored by Google because I'm just going to say Google.
I know. Just Google, Google Chrome, Google.
We'll even wear Google's t-shirts.
Tattoogle.
Yeah, Tattoogle.
Frugal. Frugal is basically the shopping of Google.
No, it's not Frugal no more. They don't have Frugal.
They don't have Frugal no more?
It's just Google Shopping.
Have you seen Hot Tub
I used to
Time
go
Machine?
To Frugal, but then it changed.
Yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah, no, I thought it was funny. I liked how the one guy who decides not to go back with everybody, and so he creates Google himself, and it's called Lugal, because his name's Lou, just like Motley Lou and all that. It was funny as shit. No,
That guy's his dad.
Yeah. I saw that coming. I so saw that coming. A couple animes that I thought were great, though. One of them, even though it was only 6 episodes long, was Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly, yeah, it's great. Everyone,
dude, Fooly Cooly is phenomenal.
You don't know Fooly Cooly, then you just.
I know a lot of people who don't know Fooly Cooly. Now I introduced my kids to Fooly.
Here's one more right here.
Yeah. I'll have to let you borrow the disc. I had my kids watching. They fucking loved it.
In all honesty, I think the best. One series anime that I've ever watched is called Witchblade. Witchblade was awesome little series anime.
Hold on, which Witchblade? You talking traditional Witchblade or the Japanese restyling of Witchblade?
No, see, okay, that's the thing. There's different versions. No, I'm talking about the original Witchblade.
Okay, which wasn't so much an anime in the traditional sense of anime. They did the an animated movies based off
comics. Not the movies. I watched the live action movies, the anime movies.
The live action one was crap. No, they did the animated movies based off the actual Witchblade comic.
No,
but then they came out with the manga version of Witchblade and an
this
anime
one,
based off
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the anime series, the one I'm talking about, was only like, I think 12 episodes long.
Okay, now I'm sure it was good, but to me, that's not Witchblade. It's not.
No, it was an awesome series.
No, I'm sure it is.
You just shit on his opinion.
No, I'm saying no. I'm sure it's great. No, I'm sure it's great, but to me, considering...
She wasn't actually a witch.
Yeah, huh?
That's not a blade.
That's a butter knife. Want to see a knife? This is a knife.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's a great series, and I would like to see it.
I have not seen it, but I will sit on your opinion.
No, I'm just saying, I know of it. I've read all about it and the side story that it's supposed to be. And to me, given the source material, it's not quite Witchblade. Because they do change a lot for the anime. They take just the base source material and they change so much to fit into an anime manga style and change the story of the traditional story.
Blade, each thing is its own thing, though. It's not really. They didn't really follow each series. Each thing they made of Witchblade didn't really follow each other. It's just everything separately.
No, as far as the original Witchblade and all that, for the most part, it did. Which was more focused on the cop who gained the Witchblade Gauntlet. Eventually, though, Shiva becomes pregnant, so the Witchblade Gauntlet passes down to somebody else temporarily.
See, that's not how any of the other thing follows at all.
That's because you're going based off the actual Japanese version. In the Japanese anime, which is based off the Japanese manga, it has nothing to do with the true source material of Witchblade. It's almost more like it's a side story, Witchblade, if you will.
Oh, no, yeah, that's what I'm talking. It's based off, like, actual after, like, you know, more towards the future of it.
I remember when it first came, when the whole thing was coming out, because I read extensively on it. It's not even so much that. What they did for it was more, we're going to take the idea of the Witchblade. We're just going to take the Witchblade from its actual storyline, and we're going to plop it on this girl for now. That's it. There's no explanation how it got to her from this chick and how it goes back. Nothing. It's just, here's a Japanese girl and she gets it. That's it. It's not even technically, it's not canon is what it is. It's not even canon. It's a great story.
Basically, the whole storyline is just figuring out why it chose her.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's a great story. It really is. But in the Witchblade universe, even when they created it, they straight out said, it's not canon. It's not at all.
Well, yeah. No, they
it's its own standalone story based off of source material.
In the anime, they actually discussed like how the Witchblade was created and all that.
Yeah, well, they do in the other series, too. Yeah. But no, the main point is, I mean, it's its own standalone series. It's not canon. It's not truly part of the Witchblade universe.
Well, no. How many things are actually standalone in most, actually, animes and towards comics and whatnot? There's tons of it.
No, there's a lot, but, like, okay, like, if you look at, okay, Spider-Man, for example, you have the Amazing Spider-Man. Then you look at Ultimate Spider-Man.
Shit, they did so many of those. It's like...
No, but there is the whole canon storyline, which evolves over time. It has for many years. But then you get the Ultimate Spider-Man, which is also canon, because they are two separate universes. Whereas the Witchblade anime isn't even its own separate universe. It's just a story that deals with the Witchblade Gauntlet, and that's it. That's right. All it is. It's not canon. It's not part of the Witchblade universe. It's nothing. It's just a story.
Yeah, but what?
For good fun. That's it.
See, the thing is, you think about it too much, though. But well, basically, what it is, it's a good anime for what it is.
No, I'm sure it is. That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen it. I would like to. It sounds good. From what I read upon it, it sounds great. I would like to see it.
It sounds cute, but I have this opinion that's stronger than yours.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's all I've gotten from this.
Have you ever seen Paranoia Agent or something? I think that's what it's called. Paranoia Agent, it's... I forget how many episodes it ran, but it deals with this weird entity that everyone knows as Little Slugger. It's like this weird kid that shows
He's
up to
cute
people.
Guy.
No, it's a little kid. It's a little slugger. Kid in the red baseball cap. And he always shows up on rollerblades with a bent golden baseball bat. And he
oh, yeah,
comes
yeah,
out of
yeah,
nowhere
yeah,
and
yeah.
fucking hits people in the head.
I've seen that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
hate that.
And it's like called Parent. There's a detective guy, and then he has his little.
Yeah. It's called Paranoid Agent or something like that. Paranoid Agent. And
they're like in the big city. And,
and Little Slugger always appears to people who's in great duress.
He
does.
He comes out and whacks them.
They're having all this problem, such great duress. You know, you're fucking going crazy because you're stressed and everything. He'll just appear out of nowhere, and you cannot run him. You can be in a fucking car, and he'll be skating along you. You'll finally think, oh, you got ahead of him. You're way gone. Then you look in your rearview mirror, and he's in your back seat. And he'll hit you upside the head with the fucking baseball bat, knock you unconscious. You'll wake up in a hospital. Have no memory of why you're there.
This detective looking for him and like trying to figure everything out.
But you'll have no memory of why you're there. No memory of the attack. No memory of your stress. No memory of who you are. You wake up in perfect bliss. Fucking weird.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
You know what the ultimate story behind that was, though?
What's that?
It deals with It deals with this weird anime cartoon that came out about this plushy doll dog thing. I don't know how far you got into it. Did you ever see the little girl who created this anime show? And she's even got this dog that floats around her and talks.
I've watched it, but I've lost it on my Instant Core since I've been around so many times. I started watching it, but I lost it, and I couldn't remember what it was called.
Okay,
but so you described. I watched.
Okay, if you remember the ending credits when everyone's laying around, they're laying around a plushy dog. It's like pink, weird dog looking thing.
Yeah.
It focuses around that, and eventually, what it comes out is. Little Slugger comes from the mind of this girl who created the show. And the only reason why he has power is because this girl has great guilt for accidentally, when she was younger, killing her family dog and lying about it. And then, lying about it. She lies about it.
Steve's drunk.
No, I'm not. Eventually,
I'm not drunk. That's what they all say. I can't speak words, but I'm not drunk. That's what they all say.
Just because I'm dyslexic. Fuck you.
You can't read words also.
That's right.
He's cockeyed, by the way, too, if you're wondering. He's wall-eyed. He's looking at me and Jason at the same time.
My left is on Eric, my right's on Jason. You try and figure it out. I guess it turns out she killed the family dog when she was younger on accident. Becomes like in a late teen, gets this idea for a show that's based off the fucking dog, becomes popular, but she's just so driven by herself and her own guilt that this animation she creates and the plushy dog takes life, and it also creates Little Slugger, which is all based off her guilt. The show was great up until I heard about that, and I remember
that just like throws it off.
Yeah, because I missed the whole last part of the fucking series, and so I read up on it just to find out, and I read that, I'm like, really?
That makes sense. It? Yeah, and the thing about this anime, it's a really simple drawn anime as well too.
It is simple, but at the same time, it's a great show. It's phenomenal.
Made Cheers. Another, and that's
show I actually started watching was it's not really a big action packed anime, but it's mostly you watch it for the storyline and the great, you know, like the storyline, the graphics are good on it. What they made about it is awesome. It's called Gun Girl.
Oh, I heard about Gun Girl.
Oh, it's really cool. Good. It's about this agency that basically it's little girls that died and they rebuild them towards androids.
Yeah,
kind of. And then they use them as assassins.
Hmm.
And so like but basically they still have their feelings. They still have their memories, and they have to train them to be assassins.
Yeah.
And they do these girls are carrying on P90s, Agbar, just going on missions, just like super fast, right? Like, you know, just shooting people up. But it's actually good. But the whole storyline thing is like, you know, these agents treat them as like, you know, girls, but they actually still have feelings, and they actually still feel love, but they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Feel any of that stuff. Yeah.
What was the other good one I was just thinking of at the moment? God, there's like so many great ones.
There's a lot. Oh, I'm sorry.
You looked at me like I was.
No, you know, okay, I remember the one I was going
to
say.
Oh, sorry, Jason, tell us about your little Mexican cartoon childhood.
Yeah.
No, you were going to say something.
Speedy Gonzalez.
What Mexime do you have?
Mexime. No, like, he was going to say something, not me. You looked at me like I was going to say something, but I have nothing to contribute to this.
Yeah, what cartoon did you watch, Jason?
Oh, no, what's that one? It is an anime cartoon. It's not an anime cartoon. It doesn't fall, I guess, under that.
Like a CGI. Mighty Mouse cartoon. Was not anime.
No, it's one with, like, bunnies and they're at war. And they're fucking, they're Marines and shit. And they're fighting, but they're actually shooting camels, which seemed kind of racist.
What?
But it's fucking good ass gunplay. Like almost like you're playing Modern Warfare.
You talking about video games or cartoons?
It's a cartoon, really.
It's buddies shooting camels.
That's it. Is imagine playing fucking Black Ops or fucking Modern Warfare 2, but those are bunnies and they're shooting camels.
Huh?
So it's like Easter versus Muhammad Day.
Yeah. Your people versus
Easter versus Ramadan.
There you go, Ramadan.
Rodman. Dennis Rodman's gonna come. Yeah. No, but okay. I found this on YouTube, and they're incredible.
That's like, why you found it on YouTube. It's a fucking homemade
thing. It's a real fucking show.
Ask your phone.
I bet you $100 bucks it's a fucking real fucking show. Hey, so ask you.
I agree with there, Eric. Ask your phone.
Buddy versus the Kevils.
No, I'm going to go to my YouTube account and find it.
No, you know it's
that's
a...
That's YouTube account.
It's a real good anime. I forgot who created it, but it's called Monster. Phenomenal fucking anime. They ran on sci-fi for a while when they did the whole Animande things. And every night they do an hour long of it. And it was interesting because it was like a murder mystery film noir. And it dealt with...
Like playing Clue.
No, it took...
Who done it?
That's right. No, almost. It takes place in the... Shortly after the whole fall of the Berlin Wall.
Mustard son fucking coming and killed him in the fucking...
No, it takes place shortly after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And this Japanese
doctor... Mustard!
This Japanese doctor gets framed for murder. He knows who did it. And so he's...
I know who did it too.
Yeah, no, but he's trying to prove who it is.
Colonel Mustard.
It's always Colonel Mustard because the only name you fucking remember.
Oh, shit, it was Mr. Plum in the fucking ballroom with Mr. a fucking candlestick. Anyways.
A pipe wrench, you fuck.
Steve loves the ballroom.
I do. I love to jangle.
But here's the real ending.
Anyways, he's trying to fucking prove.
Solve a mystery?
Not only is he trying to prove that he's innocent and who really caused all the murders, he's also out to try and kill the dude to make sure he can't kill anyone else. And there's these other shadow people.
That does
who,
not
like,
help your case. You gotta find a dude.
It's really weird. You have to watch it.
I'm just saying, from that view, like, okay,
I'm just gonna make myself
people,
more guilty and kill
me,
you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kill him. No one's gonna believe me when he's dead.
Yeah, but it also deals with the secret group in East Germany who took all these orphan kids.
I think that's qualified as double homicide.
The secret group?
No, the secret group. It dealt with the secret group who used to take these
bootleg Converse.
No, they'd steal these
kids.
Called
NAMBLA. National Boy Love Association.
I'm surprised you know who NAMBLA is. Yeah, I know. God.
I watched South Park.
You would throw it out. You try and push it. They'd take these kids, even to the point of killing their parents, just take these kids, and they brainwash them to where they felt no love, felt no emotion whatsoever, and only hate and evil. Until they finally found this one who was completely pure evil. He can kill with no remorse and have no problem. And he was very charismatic at the same time. He could convince other people to just off themselves. No problem whatsoever.
Sounds like anime made for Charles Manson.
You know, it's a very weird...
A gay, flamboyant child that can convert you to kill yourself. And it's like...
Carousel.
No, it was really weird, but it was phenomenal fucking anime.
Like Carousel, yeah.
No, I challenge you guys to watch. Watch it. It's called Monster.
I'll challenge myself.
I have the hiccups right now. I know. I challenge you guys to watch it. It's a phenomenal
Steve's
fucking
a dick
anime.
Because he knows I'm blind.
Yeah, fucking we're going to watch Monster, huh?
That's right, Monster. All right,
but it's about that time. So.
It is. It's late. Anyways, this has been our show for the night. We are ripped in half. I am Steve.
Eric. I'm Jason.
You can get us at our Twitter.
Ripped in half, Twitter.
You gotta start fucking writing on Twitter, dude.
It's at Ripped in Half.
At Ripped in Half Twitter.
You can also, of course, get a hold.
You just gotta start saying shit. What? Fuck you guys. I'm done with this shit.